Hey, on today's Living in Las Vegas. Well, yesterday I was summoned to jury, thanks to the 8th District Court of the state of Nevada. So on today's show, we're going to talk about my experience and why I think I was excused. Plus, we've got real quick stories, live chat questions, listener email, and of course, have a drink on me. This is a Living in Las Vegas podcast where, you know that whole jury of your peers thing? Yikes. Let's get started. Living in Las Vegas starts now. Those peers were scary. Toothless wonders. You have no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas podcast.
Yeah, that's right, baby. Come on now.
And now your host,
you're killing me,
a
Smalls.
Man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was, Mr. Scott Whitney. Welcome, everybody, to the Let's Watch Brett Read His Phone Show.
Hey, how you doing?
No, that's not what it's called. It's Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. That's the world's largest phone.
Yeah. Hang on. What do you need to know?
That's the Fred Flintstone phone. Hey, and by the way, let me be the first to congratulate you because you're actually watching or listening to the longest running podcast about Las Vegas that actually originates from
Las Vegas.
That's right. And these two lovely hosts, Carol Merrill and Julie Smith. We've been here for a combined total of 30,000 years, which means we're not only going to tell you what it's like to live here, but we're going to tell you about adventures on the Strip, downtown.
What you got one for this
Fremont
week.
Strip, Strip Street, and other cool places in the Valley. And by the way, if you're a visitor, if you're a tourist, if you're a fan of the big city, our show is like your own secret handshake to all things cool and groovy happening in this town. We are going to make you the pretty girl in the party. By the way, we're live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. Wait a minute. Tonight. Next week, 7 o'clock. Thereafter, 7 o'clock p.m. time at, that's Pacific time, by the way, at VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Yes. Again, VegasVideoNetwork.com/live. Be part of the fun. Join the live chat. Some of the coolest, grooviest, nicest people you'll
good
ever
looking,
want to meet.
They're wonderful typists.
They are beautiful typists.
Our live chatters can type at 194 words per minute.
They sure can. They're not accurate, but who cares about that?
You don't have to be anymore.
We just want to be fast.
Their intentions are good.
Sure. And when they say, go to hell, they say it quickly.
Yeah. They might say, go to hell, but we know they meant to say hell.
Go to hell.
And we give them full credit. It's Common Core live chatting.
I'm sorry, hell. We can't help you. Hey, by the way, I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa, buenas noches. How you doing, hot stuff? Great to have you here. I am the founder of the Vegas Video Network and have been an online broadcaster for oh so many years. And I am joined by the one and only, we call him RQS, we call him Drinky Pants. He's the managing partner at KSHP Radio. Let's give a big round of applause for Mr. Brett Grant, everybody.
Thank you. Great to be with you again, as always, Scotty. I was going to call you Scotty Poo like I did last week, or whatever I said, because you went...
Is that what you said?
You didn't handle it very well. So I remember what I said. So,
yes, don't
as always, it's
Scotty
great to
Boo.
Be here in your fabulous studio.
Your fantastic studio.
Absolutely. I am so stoked for 7 p.m. next week.
That's awesome.
Well, it's funny because
I got a lot of positive feedback on that.
Oh, good. Any negative feedback? More
none.
About the, oh, good.
Okay. No negative. A lot of people were saying, hey, great, we're going to get in the live chat. And so there's a lot of good. Really good positive feedback.
Do we have any new ideas for shows in the 7 o'clock slot?
What does that mean?
We should check with the writers. See if they can figure out some things we haven't talked about.
Yeah, let me check with the writers.
Yeah. That's you. Yeah. Check with you.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Hey, under, over, or over, under. It's a kid's
well, line. We seem to be in that range between an hour and 15 and an hour 30 these days,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah.
So let's go like an hour and 22.
It's
182 and a half.
I like it. By the way,
I have a hook, no ties.
We got a couple new folks in the old live chatteroo. We've got Stuart is in the live chat, or Coptic Scoo. Which I have no idea what the hell that means.
He said he used to live on Coptic Street in London.
Now that's some
or he could be a Coptic Christian
Russian thing. I don't know.
But he's actually in the Moscow.
But Moscow. So literally, yeah. while we're doing this show live in the Las Vegas, we have somebody in the Moscow watching us. Global?
That is global. He's not consuming a Moscow mule. However, he is making porridge,
which we decided was please porridge. Pot.
Peas porridge, pot, please, peas porridge, porridge, gold, peas porridge in the pot. Nine or five. How many days old is it?
I think it's 9 days old.
Do you put vodka in that? He says he's having vodka for breakfast.
He's a man after my own home. By the way, Stuart is the guy who helped me tell my greatest bottle of wine story. We also have a new person in the live chat, Jersaman, G-E-R-S-A-M-A-N. I asked him, hey, what's you all about? Tell us a little story. And he told me, well, nothing.
Oh, he's another guy
Radio
in the witness protection
silence.
Program.
He is, in fact, a spy. So, oh, we got another one. I just saw another one in there.
Oh, good.
Unconformity. I just saw that. I don't know where unconformity is from. If you hear
I
us,
think that's
unconformity.
A,
is that somebody we've
before.
Had before?
I don't think so.
Well, if you are new, please tell us who you are so that you can get the recognition that you, my friend, deserve.
Absolutely. That music can only mean one thing.
It's time. What's that?
It's time for you to tell us a story.
It's time for me to tell you a story, yeah. Because I'm the only one writing stuff here. Anytime you want to tell a story, Brett, you let me know, my big fella.
I will. I'll just bump right in there.
Okay. Is that okay? Yes. Jury duty in Las Vegas. I had the pleasure, I would say, one of the great parts of being an American.
Sure.
I was summoned to court for jury duty.
Is to sentence other people to jail for the rest of their lives. That's
now,
a great thing.
I was invited to do this several months or a couple months
invited.
Ago.
Invited.
And I declined.
Like you're attending a birthday party.
I asked if I might be able to push this out because it was a little busy during the December. And they were like, absolutely. We just want you to show up because we love you. We can't wait to see how you participate in the jurisprudence.
Right. We'll go right around your schedule. Whenever you can be here, Scotty.
And they were very nice about that. Yeah. And so bright and early, 7:30 in the morning on Monday, which was yesterday, I'm there, ready to go.
You got to be there that early.
7:30. There's actually, I didn't know this, there's two groups.
Okay.
There's a 7:30 group, boink, and then there's a 12 o'clock group.
Oh, okay.
Did not know this.
What happens if you show up at 8?
They take roll, kind of. Well, let's talk about that. So, here's how it works. In Nevada, you have to, or you're likely to be called between every 18 and 36 months. That's the window, the minimum window between times you've been called. I've been called once before, went through, got into the courtroom the last time, and wasn't even talked to, wasn't even picked. They had already got their 15 jurors before they even got to us. So this time, we get in there, and the first thing you see is this place is packed. There was between 500 and 600 people in this big old room. Waiting to
all of them are very happy to be there.
Man, it was so funny about that. It's exactly right. So the first person you hear gets
it's like waiting for a rectal exam.
there's not a lot of smiles. And so the jury commissioner gets up there, a gal who's super articulate and kind of gives a God bless America speech. Right. And it was a really good God bless. I'm like, yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm in. Let's be American, damn it. So I'm like, okay, well, what's next? Well, then the Wagners, which is a couple here on news, Wake Up with the Wagners, they're called. And so they do a video.
Okay.
Talks about here's the process, and here's what you do when you go to the court, and here's what this means. And voir dire is when they decide whether you're going to be picked or not. And I'm like, okay, well, that's cool. And the selection starts happening. So like there's 500, 600 people, and they start getting groups. So they go, okay, a group from number one to number eight line and number nine to here. And so we're like, okay. I looked at my number, I'm 272. The guy next to me is 497. And you might think to yourself, oh, that's pretty cool. They might fill up everybody before they even get to me. That's not how it works. The next group, 250 whatever to 290 was my group. So I was the second group to go.
Okay.
So we head up to the 11th floor. 11A was the courtroom. I remember it like it was
yesterday,
which it was.
Good memory.
And we get up there.
What do they serve in the waiting room?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely
not even
nothing.
Water,
no,
coffee, nothing.
No, but you can buy your own water or coffee.
Are you allowed to have your phone or any of that stuff with you?
No. So when you are when you're in the big waiting room.
Yeah.
But once you get to the court, once you get to the courtroom, they tell you to turn the phone off, not silence it. Right. Has to be off. So we all did that. And we get in there, and the judge, they stand. Here comes the judge. Judge comes in. Nice guy. Super nice guy. I'm like, okay, that's good. Because the last time I was there, the judge was a little gruff, kind of like, you know, I don't want to hear your fucking excuses. He was one of those guys. Right. I'm like, wow, they're pretty serious about this kind of stuff. But this guy was, you know, he wasn't saying, yeah, bring me your excuses. But he was a pretty nice guy. And he starts off by thanking everybody. They're all obviously being taught, this is an inconvenience. They get a lot of heat about this. So they're all trying to say, hey, we appreciate this. This is an important thing. And we've got judges from Russia in here right now who are just beginning to think about doing, you know, jury trials. They're not doing it now. So this is a big deal.
They just throw you in jail automatically.
That's
right. And then Putin decides if you walk out or not. Right, Stuart?
Right. And, so, and he's like, now, how long were you guys here? And I'm like, well, you know, 7:30. He goes, okay, well, so what's going on is they have 30 courts in that building. Mm. All 30 courts were in session that day.
Okay.
All 30 courts. So it was basically
busy day.
Everybody in that waiting room.
Some people come to Vegas for the gambling and the sunshine. Others come for the crime.
That's
come
right.
to Vegas. Our courtrooms are filled every Monday morning with the drunks from the weekend in Las Vegas.
So the judge starts off and says, okay, what we're going to do is I'm going to have the DA. This is a criminal case.
Okay.
We're going to have the DA stand, introduce themselves, and kind of explain what's going to happen. This is not opening statements. They're just going to give you kind of a sense for what was happening, and then we're going to have the defense do the same thing. Okay, sounds great. Now, I was in the gallery.
Okay.
There was, you know, the jury box. There's three rows of people in the jury box, and then there was another row in front of them, kind of right in front of the judge, and then we were in the gallery. There's three rows in the gallery.
How many people were with you at this point?
I'd say 50.
Okay. Probably. So the first out of the 400 or 500 that are downstairs, they grabbed 50 of you.
Yeah. Okay. They actually grabbed the first 100. We were the 50 that went into the second courtroom.
Okay.
So DA stands up. It's a young gal, a couple of young guys, a young woman and younger guy. So the woman gets up, introduces herself, introduces the co-lawyer guy and says, okay, so here's what the case is. Basically,
the co-prosecutor.
That's it. He goes, this is what's happening. You know, basically this is a criminal case. The defendant walked into a FedEx office on Sahara and Decatur.
Right by my office.
I'm like, oh, I've been in that FedEx.
Yeah, I have too,
place.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's kind
many
of,
times.
That's creepy. And he goes, and he got into an altercation with somebody working there. She severely injured her wrist. He stole some stuff and threatened to kill somebody. We're going to be bringing on witnesses, 4 or 5 witnesses. We're also going to be bringing in some police officers as witnesses as well. Okay. And the defendant's like, the lawyer says, oh.
I can picture, here comes Joe Pesci. No, what's his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, little mm-hmm. Joe Pesci. Everything that guy said was bullshit.
The bullshit. So the little guy.
Oh, thank you.
The defending guy gets up and goes, here's the deal. You know, we were at that place, and, you know, of course, we're not going to have any. Witnesses, we think this is a lie and fabrication, and we'll prove that case. Okay, great. Sounds good. So then the judge takes over again and says, okay, let's talk a little bit about hardships. Does anybody here have a hardship that would prevent them from being in the jury? So several hands get up, including mine. So they get through, you know, some people over there, and basically it was either I'm a sole proprietor, I'm running my own business, or I'm babysitting, typically for my daughter. I'm the grandma. Daughter doesn't have any kind of other babysitting stuff. So when you said it's a business, the judge said, okay. And he asked everybody the same question. Okay, so you don't have anybody else working with you? No. Is there anybody else that can do this? No. What happens when you're sick? Those kind of things.
Like, we're out of business.
Yeah, I'd say, okay, good.
And I take Robitussin.
Yeah, so that's what I would have said that if he asked me that question. And then he asks, you know, the babysitters, well, what happens if you're sick and all that, blah, 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 yeah, yeah. And he gets to me and goes, I said, well, I'm an online broadcaster. And everybody goes, huh? I'm like, yeah, that's going to be fun. I'm an online broadcaster, love to be here and talk about this. But unfortunately, I have contractual obligations that require me to do shows today, Tuesday, Wednesday, actually the rest of the week. And so that puts me at risk financially, both from an income perspective and also from a legal perspective. He goes, okay, and what are your hours? And I explained my hours, and he goes, okay, and didn't say anything. So he went through, you know, 10 or 11 people, 12, 15, whatever it was. And one person, the woman three seats down said, this is a little odd, but I have a really bad toothache. I'm like, really? That's a good one. And he goes, my husband's a lawyer. He said, you know, you should just come and explain this. And she said, and the judge said, is it a bad toothache? She's like, yeah, it's pretty bad. Okay. Didn't excuse anybody.
Okay.
So, okay. So what now? What? Judge says, okay, let's talk a little bit about the difference between a criminal case versus a civil case. You guys have heard of the term beyond a reasonable doubt. Yes.
Right.
People are like, yeah. So in a civil case, I would say, you know, you can find this person guilty or innocent, or, you know, give them, you know, money, depending on the preponderance of evidence. That's a civil case. But for a criminal case, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. In other words, you believe beyond a reasonable doubt that this person is guilty. Because remember, everybody's innocent before guilty or before proven guilty. I said, okay, so now the judge says this. So knowing that, you have to have the evidence beyond a reasonable doubt. If, for example, I sent you all to go and deliberate right now, right this moment, what would your verdict have to be?
On what you heard, okay.
What would your verdict have to be?
Okay.
What would you say?
Well, not guilty.
Right. So it seemed pretty fucking obvious to me. So some hands go up. The first guy's hands go up in the jury box. And we all have mics. And he carries a mic around. He's like, by the way, the mic doesn't amplify. It's just because we record everything. We don't have court reporters, which is bullshit, because when you're on the mic, it's like this.
Right.
It's awesome, right? So the guy gets up and goes, this is so funny. He goes, yeah, I know the DA is a bunch of liars, so they're innocent. And we're like, are you serious? And the judge is like, what was that? And he goes, yeah, no, I know all DAs are liars. I've dealt with DA people and I've dealt with the cops. They're all liars. This guy's innocent. And the judge is like, I think you misunderstood the question.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go ahead and somebody else. So there's a woman, one row in front of me, three over, and she raised her hand and gives her the mic, and she goes, well, you know, I used to work at a retail store, so clearly he's guilty. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Did you not hear the question? So I started to laugh.
Oh, there you go. Can we help you, Mr. Online Broadcaster? Do you have something to share with the class?
I started laughing and I raised my hand. He goes, the guy in the black jacket, the guy kind of laughed. And I said, well, Your Honor, given the fact that you presented no evidence, we would have to return a not guilty verdict. He's like, yes, that's it. I'm like, okay, great.
So you're the foreman.
Check. Right. I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. So yeah. He goes, okay. So he moves on and goes, all right. So anybody who's got law enforcement in their family, questions? Given the fact, would you be able to render a fair, impartial? Yes. Okay, next question. Anybody have a crime against them? A lot of people. Girl behind me got robbed like four times at a convenience store.
Wow.
I'm like,
crime against them.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, how could you not say, you're all fucking guilty?
I'm going to a different convenience store.
Anybody here been accused of a crime?
There you go. Convicted?
Felony.
Or accused?
Felony. And then, so, I mean, if you
that's
had a
from
felony.
Stripes. Did you say convicted? Huh? Convicted?
Yeah, felony. Yeah. And so the same guy who's like, they're all guilty, raises his hand and he goes,
shocking.
And he goes, yeah, I was accused of a felony. And the judge is like, not accused, guilty of a felony. Oh, no. Wasn't guilty. Okay.
It's like the line from Stripes. Convicted? No, never.
Yeah,
convicted.
Yeah. No. So I'm like, okay, great. So then he goes, all right. Anybody have a good or a particularly good or a particularly bad experience with a police officer? My hand goes up.
about what, a week ago with your driving on the road?
Yeah, the cop who
yelled at you about
the
U-turn?
So he gets to me and I go, yeah, I got into kind of a shouting match with a cop because of a U-turn. And the cop or the judge goes, was it your U-turn or his U-turn? I'm like, ah, mine. He goes, and do you think you could be, unbiased? I said, I believe so. He goes, I need more than that. I said, it depends on if the cop who I got in a fight with is a person who's up there. And so he laughs and everybody kind of laughs. And he goes, well, okay. If he's not up there, what do you think? I said, yeah, if it's not that cop, I think I could be fair. Pretty sure I can. He goes, okay, great.
Do you think you needed to contribute that?
Yeah, I need to. I wanted him to know that I'm
you're paying attention.
I'm kind of, I'm a little bit of a loose gun here.
Okay.
A little bit.
All right.
So he's writing stuff down, and then, the lawyers were like, this guy. Because when I said the online broadcast, they all went, what? So
who is that guy?
So they went.
That's the host of the Living in Las Vegas podcast.
That's right. So they said, okay, break time. I'm like, okay, sounds good.
So how long is this? What time is it now?
So this was about 11.
So you've been there since 7:30.
Been there since 7:30. We didn't get called in until about probably 8:30.
Right.
Maybe 9. And we, you know, we get
so they weren't
there,
really worried about anybody's hardships for the 4 hours they were there.
No. Okay. And I actually, you know, talked to, you know, Bryce, who I do a show on Wednesday, and he's like, don't worry, you're going to be excused. You're a single business person, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, well, I don't know. Last time I was there, they weren't excusing anybody. So I shot his show on Friday just in case, you know, I couldn't, you know, make it happen. So we're out on break. He goes, we're going to take a 10-minute break. And he actually said, how long you guys been here since 7:30 again? Okay, you know, hey, we're really sorry. You know, 30 courthouses, yada, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So we're out hanging out, just kind of, you know, I'm checking email. And the bailiff or whatever sheriff comes out and goes, these people, would you come with me or, you know, stand up and come over here? So he rattles off a bunch of names, including mine. And so we're all standing there like, oh, this is interesting. I wonder what this is about. And he pulls us aside. Now, my concern was, I thought, well, I'm probably being excused, but there's different kinds of excusals. So he can excuse you from that case, but send you back down to the pool to go. In other words, if I said, yeah, all cops are guilty, he could excuse me for that case, but maybe I'm appropriate for a civil case where police aren't involved.
Sure.
So I wasn't sure what was going on there. I thought, well, this could go sideways on me. So he takes the 10 people over. And says, well, you know, you've been excused from jury duty altogether. You're all set. Here's your little badge thing. Go on down. I'm like,
do you validate?
Good. They do, by the way.
No, that's good.
So my belief is I was excused, I think, primarily because of the business thing.
Right.
I also think that the fact that I had the go-in with the cop was probably a problem for them. And what was interesting is I had a bunch of people write me because I posted the jury duty thing on Facebook. Both comments and then also just some emails and stuff saying, you know, I've gone 3 or 4 times. These are other people. And I've never been selected. If you're white collar, college educated, you don't typically get selected. I'm like, really? I've never heard that.
Yeah, I saw it.
And I'm like, well, Melissa got selected. She's got a fucking master's. So I'm not sure that's the case.
Yeah, but she's from Effingham.
That could be it.
She sells it well.
By the way, did you know that Effingham was in Jeopardy?
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah. Did you see that, the 130 whatever pound ton cross?
What's the height of the cross, yeah.
It was like they also said how much it weighs. It's like 800 million fucking tons or whatever. I'm like, yeah, that's.
I was watching are we done with your story? Because I want to go off.
Yeah.
So I was watching Palladia yesterday. They're doing a 90-minute documentary on the rock band Kansas. Right?
Oh, good band.
Yeah, and I didn't realize how how the whole band was constructed, so I started watching. And I'm watching. And basically, they toured 260 days a year. They'd make a record. They were opening for different bands. And they had a great story about how Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is watching them open for Aerosmith. And apparently, Steven Tyler is notorious for sabotaging opening acts if they're really good.
Oh, really?
Or better than Aerosmith, or get the crowd going too much.
Yeah.
And he's out there pulling cords out of the wall.
Really?
But the sound guys knew this about him, and they set up all dummy extension cords. So he's yanking shit out of the wall, and nothing would happen. But anyway, that wasn't really the story. So I'm watching this, and they were talking about how they were getting airplay on radio stations all over the country. And then they show up this graphic listing a bunch of radio stations, and one of them was the radio station that actually I'm an owner of in Chicago. So I got to pause it, go and take a picture of it, send it to my partner so he could see it because it's his baby more than anything else.
Right.
It used to be the Fox 94.3 in Chicago. Anyway, so it was like this real alternative kind of cutting edge radio station.
Right.
So it was kind of cool that it was part of this documentary.
Nice.
So that was
it's good to be famous, isn't it?
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
I like it. So, all right, so that's it. Here's the thing that I would say, though. That whole, you know, jury of your peers thing, like I said in the opening, the cold opening, I'm telling you what, man. When those two people said, "Oh yeah, guilty or not guilty," and they didn't.
Well, that's the thing. I've only been here once. I've lived in town since 1996.
It's nuts.
So I'm approaching my 20th year in Las Vegas, and I've only gotten summoned once. And I vote. I vote every election.
Right.
So they have my name. So I went down there and I was in the pool, and we're sitting down there for 3-4 hours probably. Right.
Yeah.
So you're there. I was probably in the morning one too.
Yeah.
And it must have been around 11 o'clock, and they finally came down, and the judge came down.
Mm.
and talked to everybody in the room and said,
we had a judge come down as well.
Yeah, and then they dismissed everybody and said, you know what? Hey, we got a light docket today, and actually five guys just caught pleas. So we don't need you guys today.
And the commissioner said that too. This day that happens quite a bit because they're like, oh shit, we're in. You know, it was weird when I walked into the jury room. Everybody was standing when we walked in, including the defendant and his lawyer. And the defendant.
Oh, he was there. He was in the defendant.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're there. Yeah, yeah.
Look at he's guilty as hell. Look at him.
What was so weird? I won't describe what he looked like, but he was he was kind of smiling.
Right.
You know, like not laughing, but kind of, you know, chuckling. You know, I'm like, that's super weird.
Okay.
You, as a matter of fact, remember I said the DA said the woman injured her wrist.
Right.
The defending lawyer said she broke her wrist. I'm like, well, that's interesting that you would, you know, bring that up. So this guy broke somebody's wrist, probably pushed her down or whatever, stole some shit, and said, I'm going to kill you. And he's chuckling. I'm like, this is really kind of.
Did they say what his crimes were, what he was charged with, and what
not specifically? Okay. So they didn't
aggravated assault or
no?
Whatever,
they didn't do they didn't do the opening, you know, the opening talk, and they didn't do any of that stuff. They just basically gave us. It was in essence. I don't know if they did this last time. Or they must have. But it's kind of like a 50,000-foot umbrella. Like, here's generally what's going to happen. We're going after for these general things.
Right.
You know, the injury, the theft, and the threat, which is assault, I think that's called. And then we're going to be bringing in five of these kind of witnesses and five cops. That was basically what we were told ahead of time, but nothing else. We didn't have the opening stuff. And it was really, and they said it was going to be about a three-day thing. And I would have really, to be honest with you, I really would like to do this at some point. I think it would be fascinating to actually go through an entire jury process.
You know, I don't disagree. I think it just to see the whole thing in action.
I really wanted to do it. I mean, if they said, this is a.
I just don't want to be the defendant.
No, hey.
No.
No.
Yeah, I'll sit in the audience.
No.
And watch.
No.
But to be on the jury and then to be the foreman or whatever would be kind of cool.
Have you ever sat during a
not
court case?
Not a criminal trial, but civil.
I did.
You know.
I did in Los Angeles. I forget where I was, what was going on. Somehow I was in the courthouse. I was not in trouble. And I just walked into a courtroom, and it was a murder trial. And so I just kind of sat and just wanted to see what was going on. And the accused, I think it was when I first walked in, he turned around and looked at me when I walked in. What the fuck?
You must have made some noise. With the
I don't know, but it was fucking creepy, man. I'm like,
you're next.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gotta go.
Thanks. Thanks Good for stopping
by. See you later. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks.
Actually, who was it? Sammy said on my Facebook thing that she has been to two trials. She's a foreman in both, and one of them was a murder trial. I'm like, well, is that kind of spooky? She goes, no, I mean, basically, you just kind of follow the law. It is what it is.
Right.
In her case, they got in a fight, and she basically said, if somebody picks a fight and you fight and you kill them, that's murder. I'm like, well, that's – I don't know if I agree with that. She goes, well, I don't agree with it, but that's the law, and we had to, you know, use the law. I'm like, whew. That's brutal, man.
Was that here in Nevada, that Nevada law?
Yeah, here. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This is the Living in Las Vegas podcast on the Vegas Video Network. Do not do anything bad. Please behave. I don't want to be in the jury while having to decide your fate. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com. Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low monthly fee. Use promo code LILV for a special discount to our viewers and listeners. That's VegasVideoCoop.com.
Do it.
Time for Does
that ever hurt?
Yeah.
A little bit?
Almost every time. It crushes my soul.
Push your balls back
a
up.
A little bit. Yeah, it hurts a little bit. Anyways, this is part of the show where we answer your questions. You're going to send an email to onairq at livinginlv.com. Again, onairq at livinginlv.com. If a human sends us an email, one of us will do it. If it's a female human, Brett,
I get
if
to
it's
read
a male
it.
Human, then I do it. But before we do an email, we got us one of them their voicemails. Say what? That's right. We certainly did. This is from Tappa, who happens to be in the live chat right now.
Really?
This thing on? Scott Whitney, I hate you. Just
you can already know that this guy's a bit of
that's a guy?
Yeah. Did it sound like a guy?
No. Didn't sound like a guy at first.
Oh, that's a good. Thank you for protecting me.
You're welcome.
That was nice. Fucking Tappa.
Kidding. I am big fan of your
show. He kind of sounds like Sam Kinison.
I got to keep
listening
to
his voice.
Show. I good vibes. I know we're about 3,000 miles away. I encountered your. This is Tappa, by the way. I've been on chat a few times.
You were on chat a few times.
He's not now?
Well. If he keeps behaving poorly, we're going to have to remove him.
Obviously, it sounds like a guy now. At the very first couple of words, it sounded like a 90-year-old grandmother at first. So you kind of set me up with this grandma thing from before.
Now, do you hear the Sam Kinison? Listen, he's got kind of a little twang there.
I encountered your YouTube video. You seem very energetic, a people guy. You remind me of an old friend. However, I'm confident that you are not a paranoid schizophrenic.
What's he talking about?
So Tappa is a drinker.
Apparently.
Clearly. And he's comparing me to his schizophrenic friend. Isn't that nice?
Okay.
But if I met you once and I saw you again, I'm confident that you would remember me. He did not.
I'm going to remember you because I'm going to have a freaking...
You're going to carry your gun.
Well, right.
You're going to have Mike now Q
gonna...
with you.
I got Mike.
Mikey, can you help him out?
Hey.
Help
hey,
a
Mike,
brother out,
I
Mikey.
I think that's Tappa.
Exactly.
Attaboy, Mikey. Thank you, brother.
Anyway, I'll be in touch. I'm hopeful to move out to Vegas for the winter. We'll
oh,
see.
Shit.
All the best.
Well, what was the purpose of that voice?
You just say hi. Oh, that was neat. Just saying hi. Just reaching out.
Okay.
Saying hello. He wants to be a part of the show. Thank you, Tappa, for doing that. And again, he actually took advantage of our listener voicemail thing by just going on the website and clicking on the thing.
Well, you do ask for that, I guess. Yeah.
I asked for it.
Yeah, you got it, Toyota.
This is from Stuart.
Stuart is not a woman.
Give me that back. Good point. You're going to read Christina.
Yeah. Notice I protected you, your sensibilities there, Stuart.
Sorry, man.
Yeah. Christina has a long one.
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, I'm starting. I thought you were going to do Stuart.
No.
I'm sorry. Christina says, oh, she has a great last name.
Yeah, say that.
Oh, I don't know if she wants me to, but...
Christina V.
It's a V. There's a lot of vowels. There's, you know, a K and a P, and I'm not sure that's got to be a little...
Russian-y?
Russian-y, Polish-y, a little bit. Hi, Scott and Brett, or Brett and Scott.
See,
I appreciate
she's
the...
playing both sides.
She's doing very well
she's
to get
smart.
Started.
She's a smart gal.
I just wanted to weigh in on the parking issue. First of all, I asked MGM Resorts about the price of parking during the day, not staying overnight. They stated that there was going to be less than $10. I also asked if locals would have
option. Hold on.
Yeah, now wait a second. That's not what it said in the press release.
But that's what's different. That's what I just wanted to say. So she's saying they're going to charge even if it's not overnight.
Which is not what the press release said.
But isn't that what you hear her say?
Liar, liars, pants on fire. No, yeah, you're right.
Yep.
They stated that was going to be less than $10. No exact numbers. I also asked if locals would have the option of purchasing a monthly or annual parking pass, which would be a smart idea for them to offer. They said not at the moment. My general impression is that they announced this parking fee thing without knowing how they wanted to implement it. Very poor planning on their behalf. Of course, their customers would want to know how much it would cost. This generalization just makes them look unprofessional for being so unprepared.
Yep.
There's a little different theory, perhaps, which is let's throw it out there. As they say, throw a line in the water. Get all the crap out of the way here in January.
Mm.
And then we've got 3 months to figure out exactly what we want to do.
And there's no question that's what
they did. And we could come underneath that level a little bit, and people are going to be like, oh, I thought it was going to be $10. It's only $5.
It's no question they're doing that.
Yeah.
That's not professional. That's not well thought out.
No,
that's not good.
It's a strategy.
But it's a strategy.
Okay. You might not like the strategy.
Yeah, there's a lot of strategies that don't play out, and that's one of them.
She says, I, for one, buy annual passes to their attractions like the Shark Reef and Secret Garden to have activities to take my munchkins to. Before Brett plays devil's advocate, I already did. Yes, we do have annual passes to all other area activities like the Discovery Children's Museum, the History Museum, Lake Mead, etc., that have really active family. That's very cool, though, by the way. Lead Discovery Children's Museum is an awesome place.
Yep.
I am personally waiting to see what happens with this parking situation before I renew any of my passes. Additionally, I know several people that are very upset over the new drink ticket program at the video poker bars at the MGM as well. Sheesh. If you're playing on one of their bar games, instead of the bartender deciding when you have a free drink after playing, you receive a free drink voucher. You apparently have to gamble a lot to get a voucher. In general, I'm surprised they're implementing so many nickel and dime policies at this time. Yeah. I'm not making the knee-jerk reaction and saying I'll never go again. I'm sure I will because I love Las Vegas, but I'm waiting to see how things settle before deciding where to spend my dollar. Christina, PPS, Brett, I am a smaller person, so I also have trouble walking our 70-pound dog at times. My suggestion is to not let your wife do that anymore. No. My suggestion is to hook your arm in a loop so it's at the elbow. Gives extra arm strength. The dog pulls the leash and slip out like you can from the band, which is a good idea. So maybe not a cup of coffee in your other hand,
right.
And your cell phone.
And the fact that you dislocate your shoulder. So yeah, what?
No, it's all good. No, it's all that's good stuff. She's the only person ever that I know that has annual passes to these things.
Yeah.
Like the Shark Reef. I've never been to the Shark Reef. Mm. Yeah. You know, when I think of Las Vegas, I'm thinking, I'm not wanting to go see a shark.
No.
But also, when I go to Los Angeles or Florida, I don't want to see a shark either.
No.
So.
When I'm in the water.
Hell
don't
no.
Want to see a shark.
Yeah, I don't want to see
by
a
the
shark.
Way, in the live chat, while this was going on, Danny says that she heard that the valet parking will be $17. I don't know where she heard that, but if that's true, I am not happy with that. Yeah, I mean, clearly they're like, well, shit, let's just put this out there and see what happens. And then literally all hell broke loose. And they're like, right. Well, backpedal. Yeah, this is not good. Okay. Stuart writes, who's in the live chat, by the way? Hey, Stuart. Which is worse, the resort fee on hotel bookings or the charges applied to tickets? I just went on the AXS website looking for tickets for Janet Jackson at the new T-Mobile Stadium in May. The lowest ticket price was $52.76. There is a $4.90 handling fee, and a $15 convenience fee. Both of these are per ticket, not per order. So, the add-ons are equivalent to 38% surcharge. Will call collection is an additional $7. Oh, if you mail it, it's $5. Thankfully, print at home is free. Then there is a $4.74 tax on top. At least with resort fees, you get something in return. What on earth do I get in return for these two fees? And what is the difference between a handling fee and a convenience fee? Well, I will tell you this about that. That is the other greatest ripoff. Ticketmaster should go to hell. Most people are furious at Ticketmaster for this very reason. 38%, come on. This is the kind of thing, you know, I believe in small government. This is the kind of thing that government should get involved with.
Right.
They should say, look, this is bullshit. The resort fee, bullshit. Charge what you got to charge. And if you want to do a la carte for internet access, do a la carte for internet access. That's fine. But charge what you got to charge. Same thing for here. The reason why we buy from Ticketmaster is because you're online. That's the convenience. That's why you're there. That's why you're getting the fucking deal. If you weren't there, you wouldn't be getting the deal. It's your convenience, not ours, you fucking douchebags. So stop with this nonsense. And by the way, you know, there are ticket companies out of there that are trying to compete against Ticketmaster, but there's a monopoly. And I believe there's a monopoly. I don't know for sure. I don't have all the facts. But I can make it up. So I believe right. What's happening is Ticketmaster will go to a property and go, look, I just want you to understand this, that if you go to another ticket company, we're probably not going to work with you again. And that's a big deal since that they are the 800-pound gorilla. So I agree. I think they're both bad. I don't think there's one better than the other. I think the resort fee is bullshit because it's a hidden tax. And I think this convenience fee and all that nonsense is bullshit too. And I really think it would be nice if somebody came up. I think somebody in Silicon Valley has got to come up with a way to respond to this. And I think there are some companies that are trying to get at it, but I think they're just going up against a giant, monstrous monopoly that they can't beat. Okay.
Right.
Let's see. Let's have you do I'm going to have you read this one. We have quite a few today.
Oh, good. I like it when the peeps are communicating with us. This is from Danielle, my brother. Hi, Scott. I saw your podcast with Breet. B-R-E-E-T. I've never seen my name spelled that way before. On getting a job in Las Vegas. I was a senior. I was the senior staff writer for Summit Media, Cool and Cajul. And I was called the kid. Before that, I was an analyst for Rand Corp in Santa Monica. Then my mother had a stroke. I came back to help her. I have my BA in International Relations from Tufts University, which is in Boston. Fabulous school. One of my good friends, attended Tufts. Hmm. You'd think you'd have to be a tough bastard to go to Tufts.
No, it doesn't sound like Tufts.
Yeah. Rand Corp is paid for my master's in the Middle East. Is that the Rand McNally Corporation?
I believe so.
I can't seem to get a good job in Las Vegas. I need some guidance. I'm lost. So what do I have to lose emailing you, Scott? Here's my picture and a resume. If I know you're against photos. You are? I'm not. Any advice would be helpful,
Daniel. I'm against
photos
with resumes.
I'm not, because I think it's important to,
it depends
for a
on
couple
the job.
Reasons.
Well, it depends on the job.
Well, I don't like, I like it from the standpoint, if you get a lot of resumes, it helps you differentiate after you talk to people, remembering who you talk to.
Don't disagree.
That's why I do it.
So I got this email. I think she may have also called me today.
Okay.
Because somebody called me today and asked, in essence, are you hiring? And I said, not right now. So I looked at her resume, and I will say, what was her name, Danielle?
Yeah.
So Danielle, here's what I'll tell you. So I looked at your resume and the content on your resume, and what I saw was the first thing that came to my mind was a ransom note. For two reasons.
A ransom note.
Okay. So remember the old-fashioned ransom notes that had, you know, taped, you know, letters that were all over the place so you couldn't see what it looked like?
Right.
It was all crazy looking. So ransom note design is what we call websites that are all kind of just all
over the place.
Yeah. And your resume was all over the place in two ways. So first, just the design of it was very bad. It had bold paragraphs and not bold paragraphs, spacing and not spacing, no spacing between paragraphs, and just kind of all clumped together. It was 4 pages long.
Oh, good Lord.
So you have to think about this not from who you are, but from who's going to be consuming this. So it's either a recruiter at a bigger company or the hiring manager if it's just a smaller company like mine. And so I look at that resume and I'd be like, nope.
I wouldn't even read it.
Yeah.
4 pages, I'd throw it out because it wasn't one.
Well,
you need to eliminate. Okay, I'm not sure how old she is, but she worked for a bunch of companies. So I'm going to assume.
She's probably in her
40s
late,
or 50s.
No. She's probably in her late 20s, 30s, what? Would be my guess.
Okay.
If I were to guess. I saw her picture, so I'm assuming right. that. So the issue is.
We don't need to know that you worked at the Gap when you were 17.
Well, that wasn't that. So here, it was just so much stuff. Yeah. You're like, it's just too much. From a design perspective, that's the first thing. And you know, and Melissa will tell you, who's you know a director of recruiting for a large company here, you know, 2 pages is fine, but you know, get it in 2 pages. But it was unreadable. Remember, if I'm scanning this content to see if you hit my keywords, and they also put this stuff into, bigger companies put it into software that scans that stuff, OCR software, and looks for keywords. Well, that the resume I saw was unscannable. Both by humans and by equipment is my guess. So that's the first thing. The second thing is the content was like a ransom note. It was all over the place. You had radio stuff and the Rand stuff, and you did some other important schooly kind of thing. It was just all over the place. I had no idea what you wanted to do. And they used to have it, you know, my objective is this, which nobody really does anymore, right. But she did that. And her objective was basically, help the company I'm hired by.
Which is everybody's.
Well, that doesn't, you know, you're trying to separate
yourself. Stand out.
Yeah, you're trying to separate yourself from the competitive herd. And in your own words, it's very competitive out there. So I read that and thought, well, there was no effort in writing that sentence. You just wrote what you thought you wanted or what you wanted me to read. Take that out. So my recommendation to you, Daniel, would be to take your resume and go to a professional resume writer. Do two things. First, the design needs to be fixed. It's just not good. And the second thing is you should create specific resumes for the specific job. So if you had a background in radio, it looks like. So if you want to do a broadcasting job, whether it's radio or TV or whatever, online stuff, that's the stuff you should be focusing on your resume. If, on the other hand, you want to do an educational thing or a teaching thing or whatever you want to do, focus on that. all this stuff that you saw, man, I could not make head or tail of what it is that you were trying to accomplish. So that would be my my recommendation for you. Okay. Next up. Glenn Santa. Glenn is a Have a Drink on Me winner. Glenn writes, boink. Hi, Scott. I must say, last week's show, Has Vegas Lost Its Cool, really struck a nerve with me. I want to send a few of my comments. I feel that they are very relevant to the types of Vegas tourist I am. First of all, I want you to know I totally agree with you and the points you made about Vegas losing its cool. I feel it hasn't totally yet, but it's getting there. As I mentioned, when my wife and I met you for Haddam, we are big fans of the city, as well as your typical tourists. We come to Vegas 3 times a year, which I think is it's more common than I expected, quite frankly. And usually our trips are about 6 days in length. We always rent a car because of the convenience and also because we like to experience all that the city has to offer. We are big fans of off-strip casinos, local tourist attractions, and local restaurants. Anyways, when I heard about this parking fee, I flipped my lid. Not that an extra $60 on my trip is going to break my bank. It won't. However, it boils down to one thing for me. How much nickel and diming can I take before Vegas is just the same place as anywhere else? My wife and I travel to Vegas for one main reason, to escape from reality. It's a nice place where we can forget about our daily lives and routines. When we travel to Vegas and stay in some of these niche nice hotels, we like the fact that they make us feel special. I like that the rules are different in Las Vegas. I sometimes get lost for 6 days and feel like a king. This is why I come to this city. With all of these resort fees, parking charges, cutting down on comp drinks when gambling, lack of decent My Vegas rewards, etc., etc., I feel like Vegas is turning into just another town and not the escape it used to be. I know parking fees might not seem like a big deal to some people, but I hate to think about what could be next. Honestly, I love the city and would never plan to ban on it because of these practices, but it's causing me to rethink a lot of things for the future trips. And now I find myself putting a lot more thought into which properties I will patronize and which ones I won't. P.S. Glenn Santa, Syracuse, New York. P.S. So happy that you are moving your show to an earlier time. Now I'll be able to attend the live chat from time to time. Thank you so very much. By the way, that's, I don't know if you guys remember, there's Glenn and me and the wife.
There you go.
At I think that was the Velveteen Rabbit. So, yeah, people are not doing good. We'll do one more.
Well, I think he makes a good point.
There's some good ones there.
And I think what people should do if you're really upset about it is, first of all, I'm not saying you boycott the MGM properties, but you know what? Boycott the MGM properties.
And let them know.
I don't know where Glenn normally stays. So does Glenn normally stay at one of their properties?
My Vegas is the rewards thing for MGM properties.
Well, then I would stay at other places until those places cave in and start doing the same thing. And then you'll really have to figure out where you want to stay. And I think Lake Havasu is a pretty good idea.
Well, then Wynn and then Sands. You got Wynn and you got Sands, and those are the other two that are out there running around. They both have excellent properties. So. Yeah, I get it. I mean, the level of anger and vitriol response has been fascinating on what seems like to a lot of people. It's just parking.
I agree. Next one up is a dude named Todd who says, howdy from Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Yeehaw. Right, although he's a Boomer Sooner fan. So we got to say, big game Bob. Their coach, he calls himself Big Game Bob. Every time he's in a big game, he's like bobbing on somebody's knob. They don't play very well. I flew that pretty well, didn't I?
Wow.
Speaking of which, I saw a dog receiving one of those this weekend at the dog park. I thought that was rather interesting.
You saw what?
The dog having receiving some.
You said a blowjob?
Yes.
A dog. What the fuck are you talking
about? It was hilarious.
Wait a minute.
We took the radio to the dog park for the very first time. And my buddy, John, who also has a German Shepherd.
You're scaring the kids, just so you know.
At the same time, there's about 15 dogs, about Saturday morning, 9 o'clock in the morning. And there was another dog. The dogs are all running around. Our dogs are having fun. And I look over, and there's a big dog. That. And he's sitting like this.
Yeah. And there's another dog licking his penis.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And look. The mother, the mom, I guess, or the parent
the of, human mom
yes of said dog receiving
yes
is running over screaming at her dog like he's doing something wrong
right
he's
right.
like What the hell you
Why
want
do
me to
dogs
do?
Lick their balls? Because they can.
And somebody else is doing it right. for me.
Somebody licking my penis. I'm a dog. I'm hanging out.
Yeah, the dog had this great look like, what, I'm in trouble? Right. What'd I do wrong?
Right.
I'm just standing here.
If you were me,
yeah,
you'd be here
exactly.
too.
Exactly.
Pace.
So it was a good experience overall. I thought, hey, look at the dog. That's pretty cool. Radio ran around and just like sprinted. Like the fastest dog on the planet. Apparently, my dog is the fastest dog.
He wanted a little bit of that action.
No, she's all over the place. Okay, so anyway, Todd says, wow, guys, I stumbled across the show, and I must say it's awesome with a capital A. Attaboy. He's a Vegas regular, he says, from Oklahoma. He was able to visit 3 times last year, once in late December, and I must say the cold days of Vegas aren't quite like the warm.
Ain't that true?
Days of Vegas.
Ain't that true?
Still no complaints, so you two are badass, and I love the podcast.
I don't know who this guy is.
But we like him.
I love him.
Todd's the man.
God.
All right. He said, I watched several of the older episodes as well and have been tuning in for the live events the past few months.
Isn't
I plan to try the live chat out tonight, perhaps, for the very first time.
So a lot
and
of
I'm
people
glad
don't...
you're going to 7 p.m. as well.
A lot
Boomer
of
Sooner
don't know
from
this.
Oklahoma. Keep up the good work.
A lot of people don't know this, but there's a lot of people who watch the show live but don't actually participate in the live.
Yeah,
no, they're just watch.
There's the old radio stat where if you took the number of people that call into a live radio talk show for every 100 listeners, about 93 would never pick up the phone.
Yeah, right.
So there's 7 guys, and it's always, okay, George from Saskatoon. Oh, Sally
again.
From Riverside. Yeah, there's Danny from Henderson.
All right, it's time for RQS. Real quick stories. First of all, stop everything.
Okay.
Stop. A very, very important announcement. Maybe a song.
Oh.
Please join me, will you? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bobby, who does all those great videos.
Happy
and got a really
65th.
Funny one coming up. Happy
birthday.
65th birthday
to you.
To you.
All right, Robert, happy birthday, buddy. How do we know this? I don't know. How do you know this?
Well, I will tell you, his son reached out to me.
Oh.
Super nice. And his son, God bless his little heart, should be in sales.
Yeah.
Because that fucker wasn't going to let go.
Come on, Scotty.
He got a response from me.
That's funny.
He sent me an email.
Right.
He sent me a couple voicemails.
Okay.
And then the next day, a couple more. He's like, you know, my dad really likes you. So he did some videos for you guys. It'd be super cool. I'm like, what a nice son.
That's cool.
And we love Bob. So happy birthday, Bob, for 65 gorgeous years. And just think, everybody.
To another 65. And you can be watching the Living in Las Vegas podcast 8,042 episode.
Right.
Where Scott and I are. Right. I'd love to be here for that one 30 years from now, 65 years from now.
Yeah, we think that would be a good episode.
He said, hey, push that button for me over
Bob
there.
Bob says he's a good son. He seems like a really nice kid. I texted him and said, yeah, I'm absolutely. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. He was super sweet.
Cool.
So
today, I'd say happy about it. Another anniversary, well, maybe for me, is today is the day of my 6 years ago today, my very first chemo happened on this date in 2010.
Right.
And afterwards, I felt pretty good. I was like, yeah, this isn't so bad.
It's not so bad.
So I went home and I ate. My son had a basketball game that night. I went to the basketball game. And I came home, and then I think I threw up everything in my life I previously had eaten for the previous 42 years.
Really?
Oh, I think a shoe came out at somewhere along the line. And then you say, oh, my God. And then I don't think I ate again until Saturday. I mean, like, days went by.
Yeah.
And I remember my mother-in-law was at the house at the time. And, you have a bite here and a bite there and that kind of stuff. And I think it was like that Saturday morning. I walked downstairs and I went, what's for breakfast? I'm hungry. I was like,
that's
hallelujah. He's hungry. So
I have that sound effect at the other studio.
Oh, do you?
Damn it.
Okay. Anyway, so.
Well, to another 35 or 65 years like Bob.
Excellently.
That's what I'm saying.
Hang in there, guys. You bet.
All right. I'm just going to say two things. LivePerson sucks.
What's LivePerson?
LivePerson is a software that I use to monitor my website so I can watch people moving and also do the live chat that comes up in the thing. I've been a customer of those fuckers for 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah.
12 years.
All right, 12 years.
And they made some software changes. I'm like, eh, these software changes are no good anymore. They're not helpful. So I called them today, or I chatted with them today and said, hey, I want to cancel. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, by the way, according to your contract, you have to give us 90 days notice. I'm like, the fuck I do? So let me talk to somebody. We can't do that. So I call them. I couldn't get a human.
Right.
Couldn't get a human. Fuck. Live chat.
Yeah.
Fuck. So live person, you suck. By the way, watch next week. I'm going to be at the World of Concrete.
No, my dad's going to be excited about this. It's the largest convention for contractors in the country. It's in Vegas. It's a huge event.
It's the coolest thing. So
it's the World of Concrete.
World of Concrete. So SpecMix, which is, I've never heard of these guys, but apparently they're
SpecMix.
They're a big company.
Yeah.
And they have this contest where people are, you know, build walls and yep. stuff with bricks and concrete
it's the
and manly.
It's the big bricklayer
it's
contest.
It's called the SpecMix Bricklayer 500.
Yep.
And so I'll be live streaming this next Wednesday. And I think it's going to be a gas.
Well, written history-wise, there was two conventions that went on. The Mason Contractors had their convention, and the Concrete Contractors had a convention. But as the market kind of changed a little bit around the 2008, they merged the two conventions together, call it now the World of Concrete.
Yeah.
And this is more of a bricklayer, Mason Contractor part, not the concrete part.
Yeah, yeah.
So I remember going to these in St. Louis when I was younger. And then my dad was actually at one time back probably 15 years ago or a little longer. He was the president of the Mason Contractors Association of America. He was one of the guys that created this thing.
It's so cool.
Yeah. So it's really cool to see how fast these guys can lay brick and how clean they are as well in the manner in which they do it. It's quite impressive.
It's really neat. So I'm looking forward to playing around with these guys next week on Wednesday. I might put out the actual URL if you guys want to watch what we're doing. Yeah. It's pretty neat.
The World of Concrete.
We'll do one more RQS and we'll get down to our live chat. Just a reminder, beginning February 2nd, which is a week from today, we move our show to 7 o'clock start. Just a reminder, 7 p.m. start. And now let's get into our chat questions. First question is from Danny. Danny wants to know, what is your prediction for what will be the concert of the year in Vegas?
That's my answer. Who's coming? Do we not have different tastes? I'm going to say it's, who knows? It's, by the way, Abe Vigoda passed away today. Rest in peace, Abe.
Bummer. 94 years old. Hey, do you think you could do me a solid and maybe help me out, brother? I can't help you, Abe.
Yeah.
Fuck, right. Here's what I've heard. I heard the J-Lo thing here. She's doing a residency over at Planet Hollywood is really good, which shocks me.
Did she take over Britney Spears?
No, they're in the same theater, but they're different times. But I've heard it's really, really good. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of excited about that. I think that if Van Halen comes back, I will be disappointed again that Michael Anthony is not the bass player. So fuck them. I think...
Who's their singer now?
David Lee Roth.
Oh, God.
Well, he's not a singer. No. He's a great showman, but he's having a hard time with the vibes.
He's not the Sammy Hagar. Sammy's the man.
No. See, Sammy...
Hagar's terrific.
Sammy's... he's very good. He's with the Chickenfoot. Actually, he's with a band called The Circles now.
Yeah. I saw him by himself. He with Michael Anthony,
he's
by
good.
The way.
Yeah,
at
yeah.
At the Hard Rock
that
Pool.
That was Chickenfoot, probably.
No, Sammy...
Was it Circle?
No, it's just Sammy.
Well, just Sammy.
He played... He played Little Feet. He played Chickenfoot. He played Van Halen. He played Hagar.
Probably
tunes.
Montrose.
Yeah. You rock candy, baby.
Do it. Hold
on. Hot, sweet, and sticky. That's all I know off the top of my head. You rock candy, baby.
Go.
No. You're hard, sweet, and sticky. Can you light it or what?
Well, it's a bottle opener.
Let's just do it this way. I can pick up my phone here. How about this guy? There you go. You rock.
I got you. Hold on. Stand by. I can do that. Stand by. I can do it. Stand by.
Boy, you're taking a little time there to get your flashlight up and running.
Oh, fuck off.
Mine's on Cialis. It's ready at a moment's notice.
Right. It'd be funnier if I actually knew what the fuck I was doing. All right. Okay. You're a candy baby. Hold on. It's sticky. It's simple things, really, that keep us.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Next question. Jimmy 2G's.
Oh, Jimmy.
Boink. What do you think of...
I like that.
We should do that all the time. Yeah. It's time for Jimmy 2G's. Boink. What do you think of the TV show shot in Vegas? Pawn Stars, Counting Cars. They're shooting a shitload of movies right now. They're actually shutting down my street, Rigel, on...
call it the Wriggle. You call it the Rigel?
It's actually pronounced Rigel, like Nigel.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But Nigel would have a Y in it.
No, Nigel, like the guy's name is N-I-G-E-L.
I know Nigel, it's actually N-Y Joel.
Nobody likes him though.
Okay.
So it's not my fault. No one likes him. Fuck, I can't help him. So what do you think? So actually, the Bourne Identity or the next Bourne is being shot all over the place right now. And I think this might be the place that's shooting at our street on the 1st. They're shutting down part of our street for some sort of video or some sort of movie thing. I don't know what it is yet. Anyways, so what do you think of these David TV shows? Well, here's what I think about reality shows in general. I hate them. I can't say this more forcefully. I hate reality shows. Why? Because there is no reality in reality shows.
Yeah, because it's all staged stuff.
It's all staged. Yeah. It's all bullshit. I think I've told this story before. You know, Chris Phillips, Zoe Bowie, has been invited to be and has done reality pilots, several of them. And, you know, one of them he was doing where he had to pretend to be in a fight with one of his buddies. I'm like, well, what? He goes, well, they want a conflict. I'm like, yeah, but it's not real. He goes, yeah, I know. I said, well, hold on, Chris, wait a minute. What happens in the off chance this show takes off? Then what do you do?
Right.
So you're going to, and you said you felt bad when you did it. Are you going to keep doing things that make you feel bad? Is that the right way to do this? Oh, you know, good point. Yeah, that's why this is all bullshit.
Yeah.
So I really dislike the whole thing. As a matter of fact, you know, if you spend any time online, you'll see people who go to the Pawn Stars, you know, off or a pawn shop, and there's nothing to fucking buy. T-shirts.
Yeah.
All kinds of stuff that have their faces on it, but that business is kind of not that business. It's more now it's a place to go where you get in line. It's a small little pawn shop.
It is a small shop.
And so you do that. So. You know, Counting Cars, you know, I haven't watched that. The guy who runs that, who has that, has a really great rock bar, small concert-y kind of place called, it's the worst name in the world, Counts Vamped, which is
on West Sahara.
On Sahara, yeah. It's a great place.
Everybody just
to
calls
see.
It Vamped. Everybody
yeah,
just calls
and
it
even
Vamped.
Vamped is hard to say. Yeah. It's a great
rock
place.
Yeah.
Great place to see
West
rock.
Sahara near just east of Rainbow.
Yeah, it used to be owned by that property. Used to be owned by
Vince Neil.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So it's got some. It's got like a drum sets that are used for lighting. It's just it's a great
it's
facility.
Cool spot,
small.
Yeah.
I've seen some pretty cool bands there, I'm just not a fan. The only reality stars who live here that do good stuff actually are the Property Brothers. So that you know, these guys are on HGTV. They have four different shows. They're huge on HGTV. Mm-hmm. And those shows are actually pretty good. They're bullshit as well, but they don't have the bullshit conflict and fighting and nonsense that just pisses me off.
Well, I think Jimmy 2G's gave us a great idea for next week. We're going to talk about next week some of the great movies that were filmed in Vegas
and
TV shows, and
maybe we will
give you our personal favorites.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I haven't decided yet.
Well, I did.
Well,
you don't call me the co-host for fucking nothing.
Well,
I get a little bit of puller on here.
All right. So that's it. Thanks for our chat questions.
I contribute a little bit, don't I?
Well, a little bit. Un poquito helperundo.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's have a drink. That bad man. That's right. It's time
You're
for
You're a
having,
very, very bad man, Jerry.
It's time for Have a Drink on Me, where
really?
You,
That's
we,
it?
Wow. We show you a picture of a bar that we have attended, and you can win a prize if you submit a correct and selected guess. You may be saying to yourself, but Scott, what can I win? Well, that's a good enough question. Here is what you can win.
We've got fabulous gifts for you in the prize closet, including the Vegas Video Network visor coming in mostly in black, also in other colors. Plus great music, including Gajazzathon, which you can listen to at any time. And if you are one of the lovers of Christmas, you can listen to Christmacoustic 365 days a year or Christmacoustic 2. Or you can have a Stella on Scott. Wouldn't we all like to have Stella on Scott?
Or wouldn't we all like to be a dog having its paws licked at a dog park?
Yeah, a Stella Artois.
By the way, that's not an option, just so you know. Okay.
Yeah, okay, good point.
Now you may be saying to yourself, but wait a minute, where do I send my email to if I would like to play, Brett?
Oh, you send your email to haveadrink@thevegasvideonetwork.com. That's haveadrink at Vegas Video Network.
Now, Brett, I've heard that if you win a particular prize, special magical things happen. Ooh. I believe if you win one of these.
Oh, then you're out of this world. You're in the galaxy of the gods.
The galaxy of God.
Yes. There is Binky and Bud. They were fired and they became a cult. There's Craig. There's Michael. There's Scott. There's Jen. Not Jen. It's Shan. God damn it. There's Alan and Aaron. There is Pops, whose video I did not do. You're welcome. Oops, sorry. There's Sammy. There's your buddy Scott. There's Jackie and Christina, who's very nice, and whose baby listened to my music. That's why that kid is so smart, 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 smart. There's Brett's dad and Don. There's a dog. There's Wayne and Mike. Look out, Mike! There's Danny, who's got more visors than me.
Oops. And there is Brett as well. Okay. Woo. The Galaxy of Gods gets bigger and bigger every single.
It does. It's now 3/4 of the show.
It is. That God. What, yeah. What's that? All that spittle and shit? Holy
I don't know. You're beating the crap out of that microphone all night tonight. I mean,
sometimes you got to be a rock star.
Apparently. But it's
here
like,
is last week's Have a Drink on Me. By the way, we are making these more and more difficult.
Your eye candy, baby. See, there you go. I knew it. It kind of fit.
Well, way to go, goddammit. So only 11 correct guesses.
Well, because your clues were very difficult last week.
I think they were. I think they're very good. Were they, if I review the clues from last week, they were eye candy, sound lounge, eye candy, sound lounge, and of course, eye candy, sound lounge at Mandalay Bay, everybody. That's right. Okay.
Where is that at Mandalay Bay exactly?
If you come in from the, what's it called? Delano now, whatever that place is.
Yeah, from the underneath parking there?
Yeah, you'll go right by it.
Okay.
That's how I'm like, well, that's kind of a. Okay. Oh, there you go. Okay, let's go. So 11 correct is 11 out of 11. Small number, though. We're making it more difficult.
Well, I like the fact that it's.
I like it. We're kind of making it harder. All right, so I'm going to put Pops in there. Pops sent a video, but. I don't know.
He's also live chatting those
gremlins. Oh yeah, we'll give him two. What the fuck? Boom.
We still gotta give him two. We just not gonna get three. Sure, or should we give him three?
Well, we'll give him four next time.
Wow.
I'm gonna double him next time. Okay. All right, Eric Hansen, Airport Limbo. I believe Eric is in the live chat. Let's double check, shall we? Well, stand by. No, he's gone. Oh, I'm sorry. He was in there. I thought. Okay. Nope. Eric, sorry. Shannon, we know him as Neon Vegas.
Is he in there?
I don't see him. Nope. Tom Yu. I saw Tom in the live chat there briefly. Let's see if he's there. He is. Tommy's in there. Give me three.
Roll call, everybody.
Tommy is trying to get a little bit of, you know what? So Penny Gregory. I don't think Penny's in there. But let's double check. Nope. I don't see Penny. Boink. Christina V.
We read her email.
I should give her an extra one for that, but we will not.
Okay.
That's cheating.
Well, you can make up the rules as we go along.
Fair enough. Steve I. We know Stevie is in there. Steve's one of the best. He's always hanging out, being supportive. One for that and one for that. And Monica Fagan, often known as Binky. I don't see Monica in there tonight.
Boop. No Bink.
Okay. Next up, Mike Quigley. Mikey Q. There he is right there. Mike writes, after a little research... and some more hard thinking. I came up with eye candy. There you go. And we've got the next one is from Danny.
Uh-oh. No video from Danny?
No video
slacker.
From Danny.
Slacker.
So
slacker.
One for Danny in there. And then one because she's in the live chat.
Oh, yeah, let me get
And Danny writes
a poem.
A poem.
Just a poem. But you can sing it if you wish.
Please do.
Oh, no. Amongst all the fishes and sharks at the bay, there's a place not too far where adults go to play. The Eye Candy Sound Lounge will get you on your feet with the live DJs playing to the hippest new beat. The reviews aren't so hot, so go at your risk. No dress code or cover charge, so you have to whisk. For the rhyming police, this is a short version of whiskey, so don't bust my chops. Save the dissing for others. Hey, How about Pops?
Nicely done, Danny. All right. Very well done.
All right, Danny, good job.
Very well done, Danny.
I like the fact that you didn't quite have it stanzaed properly, but you at least gave me commas so I knew I could pause.
Commas are
for
very
proper effect.
Muy importado. And then this is a nice one. Let's double check and see if he's still there. There he is. We've got Stuart. Stuart, one here for your entry. Stuart, one in there for being in the live chat. And Stuart's got a long one. I'll let you read that as well.
All right. The Stuart is in the Moscow. How's your porridge going? Dear host with the mosts, I admit I had to phone a friend for this week's clue, someone I know who has actually been to the capital of Burma. He is a very adventurous traveler. He told me the capital was Naypyidaw, which I did not consider too helpful. In fact, it sounded suspiciously like a made-up word. I thought I would throw the nugget in merely to hear you attempt to pronounce. Yeah, thanks. Fuck you. Naypyidaw. Anyway, the answer, of course, is Eye Candy Sound Lounge. I will, in fact, be staying at the Mandalay Bay in a few days for a well-deserved escape from the cold. It's currently 7 Fahrenheit outside in Moscow. And even if I do not need milk, I'm not going out to get it if I do need milk. Mandalay Bay is one of the hotels that has reduced the concentration of slot machines on the floor to what I believe is now below a critical mass for atmosphere. There are wide open spaces between machines, which has destroyed any excitement in the casino area. The same happens at Caesars. I wonder if they have noticed these changes, or if we have. Some casinos, like the Flamingo, have kept the same concentration on the floor, and now I really notice the difference. If they did not have such a great pool, or for the first time of the year, a spa, I would not stay at Mandalay Bay again because the casino has lost its life.
Exactly.
Another example of penny pinching having the opposite effect to what was intended.
You tell them, Stuart.
I read that they are doing a major overhaul of Believe 1 and O, so I look forward to seeing them on a future visit. Will you be seeing Jubilee before it closes? I think it is a well-deserved retirement, but is another bit of history disappearing from Las Vegas. I am planning to try some new shows this visit. I have seen reviews from all over the spectrum from Matt Goss, so that has got me intrigued. How can the same show get such extreme positive and negative reviews? I need to see for myself. Also thinking of seeing Matt Franco, the America's Got Talent winner. Any views of this so far? He's at, where's Matt Franco? He's at, I just
Who's saw Matt Franco?
He won America's
Not
Got
Matt
Talent.
Not Matt Franco.
Matt Franco.
Let me see.
What's what he says?
Oh, Franco. The magician?
Yeah.
He's at Link?
Yeah, bingo. I just saw an advertisement today. In your piece on parking, I don't recall if I commented on the parking charges downtown. I remember being surprised that you had to pay to park downtown but on the strip, but never seemed to draw much ire in the past. Looking forward to dancing in the river on Friday. The reason you have to park downtown is because of the city. The city charges for parking.
That's right.
And on the strip, you're in the county, you're not in the city.
Well, also, the downtown is not fucking the strip. Right. It's just not the same.
Well, they need revenue.
So he has a couple other things.
There's another story, show, Paranormal, is supposed to be fantastic.
I don't know about that. Reviews. We almost booked the Jubilee. But they've jacked up the pricing, $200 to go see Jubilee.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. It'd be kind of cool to see if we could talk about
it. Well,
they
should
do it
for like $100, you know, because once you've seen one, you've seen them both.
Yeah, and I have read the same thing that Believe and O and One are doing a huge redo, which is pretty interesting. Everybody's, you know, kind of trying to figure it out. Matt Goss, by the way, is we're going to have him on House Seat Presents at some point. He's kind of supposed to be a big deal. He's a big guy from England, as a matter of fact. So, you know, a lot of the same kind of stuff here, right? You know, things are changing. Things are getting penny pinching. I don't understand what's going on. You know, these are all MGM properties that are getting this kind of feedback. It's not a cool thing. By the way, just got an email from Danielle.
Okay. Just moments ago?
Just 2 minutes ago. I'm
yelling
like,
at me?
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
She just said, you know, thanks for the feedback. And by the way, she was not the person who called me today looking for a job.
Oh, okay.
But it would be a natural thought for me to think that would be them. Okay.
Okay.
So, we got one more. Oh, shit. Almost forgot the big one. Almost forgot the birthday boy, for God's sake.
Oh, we got to hit Bobby's video.
We got Bob. We got one for Bob here.
I got one for Bob over here.
We got one for Bob being in the live chat.
And one for Bobby's video.
And wait till you see what Bobby did today again. It brought me joy.
He's a magician.
I did a screen capture of this one. I will use it probably for, I don't know, something, because it's pretty goddamn funny. Here's Bob's.
Hi, guys. When Scott gave us the first clue about superficially attractive and intellectually undemanding, The first person that came to mind was Paris Hilton. But then I thought about it, and she's not that attractive. Here's the video.
Zing from Bobby.
He's right.
Actually, that's, he's not. I've seen her a lot, you know, in person. She is pretty.
Pretty skanky.
High Candy Sound pretty. Lounge and Bar at Mandalay Bay is a bright, wide-open, smoke-free lounge with private VIP booths, banquette, and bar seating. A unique interactive dance floor, and even iPod docking station VIP booths. Sit down at an interactive touch table and play around with them for a while as they react to the music pounding out of a world-class sound system. You can find a pool.
Like that Bob says, you know what? I'm going to do more now. Let's talk about the pool.
I know. I focused on the girl in the white bikini bottom over
Bob
there.
Bob is not messing around.
At nearly every hotel in Las Vegas. Beautiful people, lots of drinks, mind-blowing DJs. Reduce their clothes to almost nothing, and it's a day club with guys and girls like these.
What's this?
Oh, look at that. Look at all the tattoos we got. Vegas Video Network.
Is that awesome?
Look at me. What, look at the five. What am I, like a... That is awesome. That is hilarious. What the hell kind of tattoo have I got on?
I don't know.
Is that the actual tattoo the guy had, or did Bob put that tattoo on there?
Isn't that hysterical?
That is awesome.
Oh, man. That
how he does that.
That is,
you guys have a good one, and we'll see you next week.
Well done, Bob.
Gentlemen.
I have no idea how he does that. You got to take the collection of his stuff and use that in your little promotional things you put on Facebook and stuff.
There we are again.
That's us.
I will tell you, I looked
that's
at
like
that.
The new theme for us. These three girls, apparently they gave their permission to be in the picture with us.
I looked at that picture and went, God, I look pretty good. Oh, fuck, I don't look anything like that.
Yeah, well, Melissa and Kathy look terrific. I'm not sure who the third girl would be.
I'm very sad that I don't look anything like that. All right, so here we go.
Shuffle them up. That is hilarious.
That was a good one, right?
Yes.
Bobby is a bad...
Hey, don't forget next week, 7 p.m. Pacific.
7 p.m. Pacific.
10 p.m. on the East Coast.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
And the winner is...
Go with this one. Shan says, I was just about to say that, hey, that guy looks like Brett. And then I saw Scott, and I bust out laughing. She realized she had been...
I look pretty good, huh?
She had been bamboozled.
I thought I was thinking about getting a tattoo with some, all my business logos on my ankles. And my wife said, what the fuck are you thinking?
It's actually better now not to be tattooed because now you're actually the person
right.
that doesn't have a tattoo as opposed to being the guy that did have the tattoo. Now
right.
everybody has one. Now if you're ink-free, they're going, really? You're ink-free? How cool is that?
Do you have a tattoo?
No.
Do I?
No, never had any desire to have one either.
I've had desire.
I never had desire. You were a military guy, so I can understand that's kind of where it happens. By the way, our winner today is the cold one. It's Stuart.
Stuart. Right. Yay. So when he comes here tomorrow, he can either get a drink on me, he can get a Vegas
You're probably
going to
see him anyway, aren't you?
I am going to see him. I'll be seeing him on Friday.
Well, there you go.
That's the plan, at least.
Congratulations, Stuart. Yay. That was not staged, by the way.
Oh,
but
shit.
We figure if somebody's flying 4,000, how many miles is it to Moscow?
450,000.
Not quite that many. I'll take
it's
off,
a rounding
take
error.
Off a zero. 4,500 miles or so. 25,000, he says. 25,000.
25,000?
That's what he said. 25,000 miles.
Shit,
he's got to fly to like 15 different cities and three different continents.
That's insane. Who would come here for that? Okay, here we go.
It's halfway around the globe.
Here is today's Have a Drink on Me.
Oh, we have another one for today.
Yeah, sure we do. Here we go.
Let's even know what it is. Okay. It says happy hour.
All right, here we are.
Happy hour is 90 minutes long.
Hint, yeah, isn't that the dumbest happy hour?
You can't go till 6? Really? You
right.
get that crowd in that half hour,
isn't
you can't go 4 to 6?
Isn't that the lamest thing? I'm like, yeah, we're going to have happy. Oh, I finished the sentence and we're done. Last call for happy hour. Okay. Excuse me. Hint number one. Okay. So the location hint I gave last week might have been a bit off. Tell you what, this bar is located in the same location as last week's. All right, so this hint was a little off last week. This bar is in the same place as last week's Have a Drink on Me. Hint number two. By the name of it, it could be owned by Sapphire or Crazy Horse or maybe Spearmint Rhino. By the name of it, it could be owned by Sapphire or Crazy Horse or maybe even Spearmint Rhino. Hint number three. I'd assume the associated restaurant to this bar would know what a tomahawk is.
Tomahawk said no.
I assume that the associated restaurant would know what a tomahawk said no. is. If you know where that place is, you're going to send that email to haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com. Again, haveadrink@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Where are you going?
.com. Just got a warning saying, heat, heat. And we've had that problem again.
The heat is...
All right, let's be done.
Shelby. And it is, ooh, it's very close, but we are under the total by 2 minutes.
Thanks, everybody, for playing along. Again, if you want to send a voicemail or, well, if you want to send us an email, send it to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv.com. If you do want to send us a voicemail, go to our homepage, click that little red tab. That'll bring up a little window. You'll click on that and send us a voicemail because you have a microphone attached to your computer. You can also find us on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. YouTube, give us a thumbs up and share us. And, of course, you can find us on the Roku, Stitcher, TuneIn, Chromecast, Apple, Google, and Fire TV. We'll be on Google Play as soon as they do so. And, of course, VegasVideoNetwork.com. I'm Scott. That there is your Brett. We are so happy to have you here. We'll see you guys next week on the Vegas Video Network. Bye, everybody.
Take care. Ticket.